The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cut of view, and if his answer is not the best, so much better than all the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one, 'cause you're talking of death and your pun. Just being born is probably enough.
Listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Okay, let's hop off the lily pad with a band that's part of the Planet Gong family. It's the Invisible Opera Company of Tibet from their new live album, Sonic Rock Solstice, and it's the Temple Song.
Burning in your soul, child of the temple, make lost and sweeping all from the path. Durga's joined the fray and swelled up generals. I've flung into the pit of hell. The flash of lurid light reveals on every side a thousand, thousand shades of death. Grimed and black, scattering plagues and sorrows, dancing mad with joy. Come, Kali, come. Come, Kali, come. Shaking step destroys their world forever. Kali, the all destroyer, come, mother, come, come, mother, come.
Come, Kali, come indeed. Okay, the featured artists this week are Gosh, and they have been together since April this year. Two tracks from them, first Hopeless, followed by Just the Leaves.
See you soon. Everyone must be the tree. Oh, to be the tree. Turns out we're not that lucky. No, we're not that lucky. And as time passes by, that's when we realize that we are just the bees. Being the clouds high above the mountains, but it turns out we're stuck in the ground like the roots of the trees. Yes, we are stuck, stuck, stuck in our bodies. We are stuck in our bodies. Generations fly by. That's when we realize that we are just the leaves. Yes, our bodies are just the leaves.
From Gosh later, and you can find links, photos and info about them and others in the show at madasaboxof.blogspot.com. Mad as a box of, all one word. A couple of short tracks now. First it's the Lancashire Hot Pots, and they are going cottaging.
Oh, it's not often I get away these days, but when I do, I like to do this. Summertime is here again, and I'm going to have some fun. Relax and meet new people, yes, the party's just begun. I suppose I could have gone cruising, but it's really not my scene. I want to expose myself to the great outdoors, and you all know what I mean, because I'm going cottaging.
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 I feel so fancy free, because I'm going cottaging.
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 come cottaging with me.
So relaxing. To be having so much fun like this, it's really not a crime. And I'll bend over backwards to make sure you have a good time. We can cottage in the north, we can cottage in the south. It does have a bad reputation, but I promise, won't leave a bad taste in your mouth, because I'm going cottaging.
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 Mm, I feel so fancy free, because I'm going cottaging.
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 Come cottaging with me. Come cottaging with me.
Come on, fellas.
Come cottaging with me.
Invite the rugby lads, come on.
Come cottaging with me.
Bum, 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 bum.
Cottaging
in the countryside.
Now a track from a band I just recently stumbled upon. It's Harry and the Potters from Live at the New York City Library. A gig I wish I'd seen. Great album, really captures the spirit of a live gig. It's Harry Potter.
All right, everybody! Who here tonight feels like a muggle? Who here feels like a wizard? All right, me too! I'm Harry Potter.
And I'm Harry Potter.
We're Harry and the Potters.
Everyone! Here we go. You guys gotta wear these.
All right.
Woo. All right.
This song shares our name also.
This song's called Harry Potter.
With a scar on its head, Harry Potter, that's me.
Okay, that's enough fun for now. Tea break's over, back on your heads. With Little Miss Mouse's track of the week. And at least it's in fucking English this week. It's Combi Christ and the track They from the Making Monsters album. Oops, nearly said LP. Showing my age.
They want it all. They cut it all. desire is a straight bus from power, regain control. You've never been me, so you'll never understand me. And never been close enough to take the fall. Do you fear? Do you feel? Do you fear? Do you feel? Do you fear me? Can you hear me? Hiding in the shadow of the life they stole.
One of the saddest songs I've heard in a while, and I listen to some pretty miserable stuff, let me tell you. It's Gunsmoke's Festus and Nothing But a Mule.
A mule and a fool, they ain't no comparison. A mule's got a heap of brains, a fool not a whit. The Lord built him on the run and must have had a heap of fun. A mule ain't a he or she, he's nothing but a it. Poor mule, work all day, pull and tug for your oats and hay. You get your lonesome stall when the lantern's lit, but you get no love 'cause you're nothing but a it. Oh, 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 poor mule. Well, now I had me a mule school and her name was Edward Lucifer. A time or two he kicked me, but it didn't hurt a bit. All he done was break my arm and didn't mean a bit of harm. And I plumb forgive her, cause he's nothing but a it. Poor mules work all day. Sad the sound of your lonesome fray. I don't blame you none if you throw a fit. I bet you get no love, cause you're nothing but a it. Oh, 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 poor mule. The long-eared mule helped to build America, a sweating and a straining and a chawing on a bit. Scalded by the summer sun and froze to death when winter come, a balking and complaining cause he's nothing but a it. Poor mule, work all day. Sad the sound of your lonesome fray. I don't blame you none if you throw a fit. How about you get no love, cause you're nothing but a it. Oh, 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 oh. Fool mule.
Well, as he's been behaving so badly recently, Tadpole's been sent to a correction facility. So, we have a new feature! It's Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot. What's in your first spot, Uncle Buffo? And it had better be some good, as Tadpole's a hard act to follow.
Yes, he is. That's why you sacked him. He was lying at the bottom of the pond crying last time I saw him. Anyway, it's your karma. What better way to start my spot than with a piece of comic history? This was revolutionary. It's the early 50s and all the families and sitcoms are wholesome, loving and supportive. Then Frank Muir and Dennis Norden decided to turn it all up on its head with The Glums. This is my favourite episode. Ron has joined the local Amdram Society.
Everybody's going to come along and see you. My mum sold 18 tickets among the family, and Dad sold 4 to members of his lodge, and Auntie Gertie's got rid of 12 tickets. Has Mr. Glum sold all the 150 tickets he asked for, Ron?
No, eh? Not all of them.
Oh, well, how many tickets has he sold?
1.
Only 1? Oh, who did he sell that to?
Me.
You, Ron? What did you buy it for?
1 and 9.
No, beloved, I mean you're in the play. You're in it, Ron. You can't watch yourself. What do you want a seat in the audience for?
The interval, Eth. They're going to serve ice cream.
Ron is the star of the play. You'll get an ice cream brought to your dressing room. It's customary.
But they're getting strawberry.
Ron, now you've got enough to worry your dear head about without filling it with ice cream. You've got a big enough job remembering your words. Oh, look, now give me the book and I'll test you on them. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, that bit on page 9. Have you learnt that off?
Yes, Eth, I know that bit.
Oh, sure?
Yes, Eth.
Well, then, say it.
Goodbye, Amanda.
Hello, Amanda.
Oh, yes. Hello, Amanda. You thought...
I thought...
What?
I thought...
Ah. I thought I...
You...
You... Had...
Where...
Were... Going...
Staying...
Staying to...
In...
In... Staying in... China.
Norfolk.
Norfolk. There you are, Eth. How was I?
Well... Would you like to try another bit?
now, eh?
Why not?
That was the only bit I really know.
Ron! Ron, the play is next week.
Next week?
Yes. Mm. You can't go on the stage not knowing your lines. Oh, you'll have to ring up the thespians and say you can't do it. Say that... Well, say that owing to indisposition, you're indisposed.
But I want to be Noel Coward, eh?
I'm not going to have my Ron go on that stage and make a public mockery of himself. Oh, I'd just die of shame. Oh, Ron, beloved, well, how would you like it if I did something that made you go all hot under the collar?
Right-o, eh?
Oh, no, Ron, I didn't mean that.
Go on, Eph, just a kiss.
No, we have to...
Hello, hello, hello. Well, if that's what you call a rehearsal, I'd like to know what for. And, eh, put a comb through your hair. Talk about the wreck of the thespians.
Don't you mention the thespians to me, Mr. Glum. The play's next week and Ron doesn't know one line.
Hey.
He's not going to appear.
Now, just a minute, Eph. Ron's got to appear. His mum's bought a new dress for the occasion. It's what they call copper colour.
Copper colour?
Yes, dark blue. And all his aunts and uncles are coming. 3 seats Aunt Rosie asked me to reserve for her. Oh, she's enormous now. Horrible to see it is, you know. Gross she is. You know. Bulging everywhere. Even Uncle Charlie's going to come if he can get away. So Ron's jolly well got to go on that stage.
But how can he if he doesn't know what to say when he gets on there? Oh, they'll boo.
What? Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
Don't cry, Dad. Dada.
That's enough from you, Sir Lawrence. Well, I admit, Eph, that Ron's a bit slow at learning things by heart, but he always has been. It took him till he was 17 before he got off the complete words of happy birthday to you.
Well, then, how can we possibly get private lives into his head by next Tuesday?
Same way as I got happy birthday into his nut. Kept him at it night and day with wet towels round his head and black coffee. Mm. Yes, that's what we'll do. I'll get his mother to bring in some coffee straight away. Mother! The pot of hot black coffee, what's on the stove? Fetch it here at the double. Yes, Eph, this'll do it. What a pity Ron hasn't got a memory like mine. I never forget nothing, you know.
No.
I never forget nothing.
Oh.
Now, where's that coffee? Mother! Shift your fat legs. Get a move on with that hot coffee. Oh, dear. Amend my last remark, Eph.
Oh, what do you mean?
I forgot I left my motorbike across the kitchen door.
That was the only bit I really know. Excellent. You are listening to DJ Frogs in the Window with Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Thank you, Uncle Buffo. Could you possibly find something from this century for next week? Okay, to prove that the singing milkman always delivers, it's John Prine and Illegal Smile.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one, and it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in the closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
Back to Gosh and two last tracks from them, Love Poem followed by Rainbows.
Sweet and tender kisses.
Sweet and tender.
Our souls reach out to each other.
Souls reach out.
In breathless wonder.
In breathless wonder.
And when I woke.
When I woke.
From a vast and smiling peace.
From a smiling peace.
Found you bathed in morning light.
Morning light.
Quietly studying.
Quietly.
Quietly studying.
Quietly.
Quietly studying.
Quietly.
Quietly studying. Beyond watching eyes.
Raindrops, we are colors, we've
vanish, we shine. So unexpectedly, and just the right time. At just the right time.
I'm going to end this show with a couple of tracks for everyone involved in the Occupy process. First, Hank Williams 3 with The Ship from the Gutter Town album.
Going down.
And to end with, and who could follow him, it's Tom Waits and Hell Broke Loose from the new album Bad As Me.
Put his Kevlar on wrong. I guarantee you'll meet up at the suicide bomb. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Big fucking ditches in the middle of the road. You pay $100 just for filling in the hole. Listen to the general every goddamn word. How many ways can you polish up a turd? And left, right, left, left, right, left, right. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. How is it that the only ones responsible for making this mess got their sorry asses able to a goddamn desk? And hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Left, right, left. What did you do before the war? I was a chef. I was a chef. And what was your name? It was Jeff. Jeff. I lost my buddy and I wept. Wept. I come down from the meth. So I slept. Slept. I had a good home. joke. I pranced right in with the dope. Glanced at her shin, she said, nope. Coke. Left, right, left. Nimrod Bodfish, have you any wool? Get me another body bag, the body bag's full. And my face was scorched, scorched. I miss my home, I miss my porch, porch. Left, right, left. Can I go home in March? March. My stance was a chin full of soap. That rancid dinner with the Pope. And left, right, left. Kelly Presoda got his thumbs blown off. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. And hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Boom went his head away and boom went Bowery. What the hell was it that the president said? Give them all a beautiful parade instead. And left, right, left. While I was over here, I never got to vote. I left my arm in my coat. My mom, she died and never wrote. We sat by the fire and ate a coat. Just before he died, he had a toke. Now I'm home.
How many ways can you polish up a turd? Let me count the ways. Well, as usual, I've mucked up the timings and have 2 minutes left. Well, really, it's 1 minute 53 seconds. Now I've said that, but that way the madness lies. And the fat controller's dead strict about dead air. So I'll fill up the 120 seconds with Moondog and Off and On the Beat.